cannabis retailer Lily Bosshart told council members before they voted that her business would provide tourists and other visitors a legal place to consume marijuana.
It'll take it out of public parks, it'll take it out of hotels, it'll take it out of rental cars, and put it where it belongs, in an area where people are consenting and going with the specific purpose of on-site consumption.
All six council members at Monday's meeting voted to support Bosshart's application for a state-issued marijuana on-site consumption endorsement license. Or more specifically, they voted not to oppose it. Their vote is contingent on her obtaining a certificate of occupancy from the city building department. That's a routine requirement that Bosshart shouldn't have a problem with. But she faces a much bigger challenge, that is winning an appeal of the State Marijuana Control Board's denial of her application last month.
We obviously don't agree. We wish there were five members of the board. We got a split decision, and the split decision goes negative, unfortunately.
The four marijuana board members who heard her case split 2-2 over granting her on-site consumption license, and according to the board's rules, the license was not granted. Bosshart says only four of the board's five seats have been occupied since January, when Governor Mike Dunleavy removed member Brandon Emmett of Fairbanks. The position remained unfilled after Dunleavy's replacement, former Fairbanks council member Vivian Stiver, turned down the appointment over opposition based on her history of opposing marijuana.
So we would have loved to have that fifth member and that fifth opinion, but...
The two marijuana board members who voted against her application said the building she proposed to use didn't qualify as a freestanding structure as outlined in state regulations. Bosshart told the city council that it is a freestanding building that her business would share with a company that's leased the ground floor to her, along with a parking lot where her outside consumption area would be located. She says two board members apparently based their negative votes on the fact that the building would be shared between the two businesses.
There is no shared air between the upstairs and downstairs. There's no shared HVAC unit, and we're not proposing any sort of on-site consumption indoors.
The council was generally receptive to Bosshart's case, though council member Jerry Cleworth said he would have initially interpreted the statute the same way as did the two board members.
When I always hear the word freestanding, I would have probably thought, no, you don't comply
right immediately,
but I haven't read the rules.
So if you read the statute, what it defines very clearly what it means, and it does not say sole occupancy. It says no shared walls, no shared air, which we don't have.
In an exchange with council member David Pruse, Bosshart suggested that the board may have ruled conservatively because her on-site consumption application is the first they've considered.
I understand that being the first license to go before the board is a little nerve-wracking for them. I don't know.
It's been nerve-wracking for everyone,
yes.
Every first time through.
Right.
Pruse was among the council members who supported including a provision for on-site consumption in the city code when the issue came before the council in April. Council member Shoshana Kuhn, another on-site consumption advocate, cited the council's decision in her encouraging remarks.
You know, we took a chance as a city to do this, so... So thanks for your courage and putting your business money on the line to make it grow. No puns intended.
Bosshart told the council she hopes the board will consider her request for an administrative hearing on her appeal of the decision during its November meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.